this is exactly what you guys wanted to do. Control your own destiny. You guys win and you're in. How does it feel to know that you have earned it every step of the way?
It feels good, you know. To come in tonight, we knew how big this game was. Not depending on anyone else to win so we can get in. Doing it ourselves, taking care of business. So I'm just proud of all these guys, the coaching staff, for putting us in a great position today. We performed well. It wasn't perfect, but ultimately we got it done.
Now you go to Green Bay, exactly the stage set that you wanted, right? Night game, flex there for the whole division.
Yes. Now we are exactly where we wanted to be, in a position to win the NFC North. They flex the game, so it'll be later. That is what it is. But this is what we envision ourselves, having the opportunity to do at the beginning of the season. And it's right here in front of us.
Adrian, Coach kind of talked about the emphasis being on the division title. Was that kind of the feeling in here, that you guys still got business to take care of?
Yeah, that was the whole feel and the whole message in this week, one week at a time. Who's in front of us now? New York. So coming out, taking care of these guys so that we can, really kind of soak in on having the opportunity to win the NFC.
When you see a guy like Harrison Smith on the other side of the ball, he's missed so much time, and then to not only come back, but to play like he did, what can you say about that?
I'll take my hat off to him. Gangster white boy, is what I call him, I'm Caucasian. but to come out and, his first game back and pick six, he's a warrior. He's a guy that, if I'm starting the team, he's my first pick. Like I said, I'm taking my hat off to him. He's the ultimate competitor, and he's a great talent.
Adrian, you guys have only won one out of your last 12 games against the Packers. Mm-hmm. What, if anything, is different this time?
The NFC Championship is on the line, we're here now. We're not looking in the past. So we're going to leave it up to the coaches to, put us in the best position as far as, how we're going to approach to attack these guys offensively. And, it's on the line. This is for the title, So forget the past, worry about the future, and take care of business.
But don't you smell blood in the water, knowing how you guys have been powering lately and how they have been faltering?
Anytime you got Aaron Rodgers, and you're playing these guys at home, you're going to get that best effort, So we can't take that lightly. We got to, just continue on the streak that we're on, being focused, holding each other accountable, and, playing hard for four quarters, taking care of the ball, pounding the ball, making our presence felt defensively, putting pressure on the quarterback. I feel like if we continue to do those things, we'll take what we want.
Did it mean a lot to you when the crowd started cheering AP? You've heard Teddy a lot, but this year they started chanting for you today.
Yeah, it always feels good when the home crowd cheering for you. It felt good.
Ever want to correct them and say AD instead, or you'll take AP?
I'll take it. I'll take AP. I tell people I might need to change this to AD/AP, because I get both of them.
And then when you see the way that Derek has played, and he gets two touchdowns today after his first one last week, what do you say about a young kid like that?
I stood here last week and was telling you guys that, he's probably one of the most talented, players on the team, if not the most talented. And I have a lot of respect for him. He's eager to learn. He's always asking questions. And, he's impressive, so when he's out there, I feel comfortable with knowing that he can get the job done.
What is the best thing about this team? I know that everyone wanted you guys to celebrate so much that you're in the postseason, but it's almost like you guys expected this and we still have a lot of work to do. It's like a tempered happiness.
Yeah, I think we all are on one accord. We all have the same vision. And, just through this grind of the season, the ups and downs, no one has tapped out. Guys have, bounced back, refocused, and, like I said, holding each other accountable. When you got brothers like that, 53 guys that are on the same page, no matter what adversity come your way, you're going to continue to swing and fight. It makes for a pretty good team.
Adrian, is there anything you guys can draw from being in a similar situation in 2012, playing them week 17, being able to beat him after losing to him a few weeks earlier? Is there anything that you could kind of tell the younger guys about that experience?
I don't know. I'm trying to soak this win in now, and I'll start thinking about Green Bay tomorrow.
I know B-Rob and Chad were both saying, we're trying to tell the younger guys, don't take this for granted. You know, B-Rob said in 2009, I was a young guy, I thought the playoffs would happen all the time, but I know they don't. Is that what you're preaching to maybe to the younger guys this week?
Oh, yeah, no, that's something I've definitely been preaching to them, because there's nothing you could have told me that we wouldn't see the playoffs again, you know, since 2009. You know, so I tell these young guys to, you know, soak it all in, but, you know, refocus and lock back in, because, you know, there's guys that, like, for instance, Brandon Marshall, you know, his first time making it to the playoffs in 10 years. I was just like, wow, you know, that blew my mind. But it goes to show these young guys that, hey, take advantage of the opportunity when it presents itself.